cry for long. May I decree that you may, that you may, that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all of you and none of me. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decree that you may, that you may. May you be the Lord of all. Get your hands high.
May I decree that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all.
God, you may, God, you may increase, may you be the Lord of all.
May I decrease, God, you may increase, may you be.
The Lord of all.
Get your hands everywhere you are. And whisper that name, Jesus. Break something in the life of someone here this morning. Cause a change of story, Lord, in the life of someone. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. With your hands and give him the praise. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here this morning in Jesus' name. I also bring greetings to you from Adamawa State, from the Bachama people of Noman, Michika people, Madagali people, Hong people, Song people, Mubi, and all of them. It's a great, great experience, and you will see the clip shortly. Give the Lord the praise. speaking shortly on the subject, the God of excellence. This month we shall be seeing release, recovery, and replication on the frequency of excellence. And we are looking at the God of excellence. Our objective is to understand the excellence dimensions of God. And to understand what it takes to walk with God unto excellence. It's a very brief study. The excellence dimensions of God, what it takes and entails to walk with God unto excellence. Scriptures make it clear that we serve a God who is a God of excellence. Everything about God speaks excellence. In Job chapter 37 and in verse 23, it says, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Excellent in power. So we serve the God of absolute excellence. Excellent in power. Psalm 36 and in verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. How excellent is thy loving kindness. This is showing to us, now we saw God is excellent in power, he's excellent in loving kindness, in mercy. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 7. Say, and in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. In the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. In the greatness of thy excellence. So we serve the God who is not only excellent but great in excellence. If you go through scriptures, before we even go through scriptures, we have examples of God's excellence at creation. First, the creation of man was a creation of excellence. When you look at the creation of man, the combination of structures, the cells, grouped together to make tissues. Tissues, groups of specialized tissues become organs. The group of organs specialized become systems. Diverse functioning systems connect together to make up the whole human being. And the uniqueness and the individuality of man could only have happened by an excellent God. No two persons have the same thumbprint. Not two. Not the most identical twins. No. Every single one was created, billions of people, and he didn't repeat a thumbprint. that if somebody commits a crime and the fingerprints can be identified, that's all. They won't mistake him for another person. Scientists are aware of that. This is one of the things that Christian scientists use against unbeliever scientists, atheist scientists, to tell them it is impossible for such precision to happen from random motion, random action. Inasmuch as it is impossible for a monkey to sit on the keyboard and hit the notes at random and produce music. It is absolutely impossible for evolution or spontaneous explosion to happen and produce such precision. It's the probability is non-existent. So we serve the God who is excellent in every form. And you go through scriptures, you will realize that everyone who identified with God exploded in excellence. Give two examples in this service. Example number one, Joseph. Joseph was the man who had a walking relationship with God. Genesis chapter 39. Verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. He was prosperous. Verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph. What was the outcome of Joseph's walk with God? Genesis 41, 39. For as much Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. There are many magicians in Egypt. There are many scientists in Egypt. There are many interpreters of signs in Egypt. There are many who claim to be interpreters of dreams, but you are on top of them all. Joseph excelled in his line of work, in his line of duty, in his assignment. He excelled in the gift and the talent he had. No unbeliever saw his brake light. No unbeliever came near to him in performance. Because he carried the excellence of God. The point of the matter is, as a doctor who knows God, as a lawyer who knows God, as a scientist, you are not permitted to have a contemporary that comes close. If the excellence of God is at work in your life, if you go to the science world today and the world of invention, 99.9% we are told, or at least 99% of inventions in the world came out of minds that were fertilized by God, fertilized by the Holy Ghost. Moving from Isaac Newton, the father of mechanics, Michael Faraday of electrolysis, Simpson of the inventor of the chloroform, or discoverer of the chloroform for modern anesthesia, and all of them, you keep on looking at all of them. Some of them were pastors literally, like Newton, Michael Faraday. Well, some were lay preachers. These were the kind of people that God gave such excellent minds that placed them above their contemporaries. If it was like that then, it cannot be otherwise now. Is God speaking to anyone? Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. So that was Joseph. And then you look at Job. Job was in the business world, but he excelled. He was in the business world, but he was in charge. He was in the business world, but he was on top. In Job chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now we're talking about integrity being combinable with prosperity. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of this. He excelled in business. That's the meaning. In the business world, he excelled. He was on top. He was in charge. He was a resource commander. He was a resources controller of his days, of his time. That is, he went to the top. Nobody was bigger than him. Nobody was greater than him. I speak by prophecy to someone here. By the time this month is coming to an end, God will take you to the very top of your career, the very, very top of your line, the very, very top of your profession, the very, very top of what you do. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Lift your right hand and say, I am excelling. I am rising to the top. I am excelling. I am rising to the top. Shout the loudest amen. How do you walk with God unto excellence? We have several points to deal with, but I'll deal with only 2 in this service. How do you walk with God unto excellence? Number 1, make the decision to be everything God created you and wired you to be. Make the decision to be everything God created you and wired you to be. Make that decision. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 14. He said, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. If I can catch why Jesus caught me. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not as though I had already attained, or that I am already perfect, but I follow after, if I may but apprehend that for which Christ apprehended me. I am determined to catch why he caught me. That's Paul talking. The decision to be everything God created you, everything he created and wired you to be. Created means this is what I formed you to be. Wired means what he has put inside you. It is a decision. You can never excel without your choice. And you cannot be outstanding without your participation. It is not possible to excel in life without a deliberate choice. And it is not possible to be outstanding in life without your participation. The road you follow determines the place you end. The road you follow determines the place you end. So the choice must be made. I am not where God wants me to be, and I must get there. Is God speaking to someone here today? There are people today that human beings are clapping for, but heaven is weeping for. People are clapping for them because they haven't seen such outstanding results before. Heaven is crying for them because they have not touched 10% of their potential. Do you understand that? I heard this story while I was in the university, that a highly acclaimed instrumentalist, keyboardist, in his 60s, Christian, very, very celebrated. One day he came to his living room and saw somebody sat on the organ, played a kind of melodies he had never heard before. He had never heard before in his life. And he was amazed with the kind of skill he had never seen. He was in tears. By the time the man was through, he asked him, "Who are you? What are you doing?" He said, "I came to reveal to you the man you are meant to be. Or I am the man you are meant to be. Just see what I have done. This is what you are meant to do. How you are meant to do it." This guy thought he was already old. He was like 60 something. Where do I start from? And the stranger disappeared. He couldn't recover from it. That is why you don't measure yourself by human beings' estimation. You measure yourself by divine valuation. How is God evaluating my life? What does God think about what I do? What does God feel about what I do? So it begins with making the decision to be everything God created and wired you to be. That puts you under some level of pressure. Paul says, "I press towards the mark." As I stood in Yola the other day, the governor of the state graciously would have been there in person, but sent his deputy governor, who read a typed speech on his behalf. The chief judge of the state was there. The head of service was there. And then honorable members of the state assembly. Yesterday I saw the deputy speaker of their house, the previous one and the current one. They came to see me. And then we saw, commissioners from neighboring Taraba State attended with a state executive and so on and so forth. And then the crowd and then the things. Suddenly, the Holy Ghost quickened in my heart and he said, "You see all these opportunities, all this platform, one day you will be accountable for it. How did you use it? What did you do with it? To what extent did the people who come in contact with you get the impact of what you represent? In what direction did you turn the crowd?" It made me very sober. Because it is easy to say crowd gathered. Hey, one day. How many of them did you prepare for enough to be sure that you deployed the very best of what you carry to change them, to touch them, to impact them, to influence them? Very, very sobering thought. You'll give account of your opportunity. Give account of the platforms, Give account of the privileges. Give account of the giftings. Hallelujah. And so, right in that journey of life, Lord, everything you wired me to be, everything you wired me to be, everything you created me to be, I am decided to be it. Number two, in your walk with God unto excellence, you realize that it is part of your Christian duty. Realize, two, realize that it is part of your Christian duty to excel in all you do. It is part of your Christian duty to excel in all you do. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. Matthew 5 and in verse 14. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Verse 16. Alright, let's read it on from verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Realize that it is part of your Christian duty to excel in all that you do. It is part of your Christian duty to shine. Do you understand that? Some people think that the duty I have as a Christian is don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, don't be immoral, don't be this and that. This is part of your Christian duty. Let me break it down to you. The way it is your duty to preach the gospel to your friends and your loved ones, the way it is your duty to pray, the way it is your duty to fast, the way it is your duty to worship, the way it is your duty to give, in the same way, it is your duty to represent God in excellence to your generation. It is your duty to be the best on the behalf of God. Such that when they see you, it can bring God glory. It can bring God honor. They can say, who did this? It's a child of God. Who is the lawyer here? Who is the architect here? Who is the engineer here? Who is the medical? Who is that? Benjamin Carson was a highly celebrated and still highly celebrated neurosurgeon. He did surgeries that were abandoned about 50-something years before. Hemispherectomy, where you can remove one half of a person's brain, a whole half, like this, and remove one half, and the person is alive on half brain. And alive and performing normal. Now, that surgery had fatalities and mortalities. Do it, people die. He resurrected it and did it successfully. Apart from separating twins that are joined at the head, his Christian upbringing, his upbringing by his mother, influenced his mind and his decision to excel in that field. That is, God is looking up to you to make people praise him because you are the best. God wants honor to come to him because you did him honor by being the best. It's the way they said the best graduating student here is so and so. Can he come out and then his father walks out with him or his mother and receives a gift? And everybody is congratulating the man. Is that your daughter? Congratulations. Is that your son? Congratulations. God made man in his image. He said, you owe me the duty of bringing me honor by quality delivery. Mediocrity is an insult of identity with divinity. It's an insult of identity with divinity. Mediocrity is an insult of identity with divinity. It's an insult. Don't let your life be a burden to God. Don't let your assignment be a burden to the kingdom. Don't let how you carry yourself bring reproach to heaven. Let it bring honor to God. Realize that it is part of your Christian duty to excel in all that you do. I'll look at other points in other services, but I'll mention them to you so that even if you are not here, you can look at see this later on. Number three, realize that excellence is a department of godliness. We'll look at that in the next service. It's a department of godliness and righteousness. Fourth, you realize that excellence requires discipline and diligence. Nobody excels by accident. We'll deal with that also in the third service, second service. And then, five, submit to the spirit of excellence. For assistance unto excellence. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Excellence. He was the one that Daniel worked with. We'll look at that also in the third service. And finally, number six. Determined to follow God's pattern and standard for all things. God's pattern and standard. How will God expect me to do this work? What will God? There's something they call, what will Jesus do? We'll look at that in the third service. But what you have received today, don't forget. It takes a decision first, and then the realization that it is part of your Christian duty. You owe God the duty. You owe heaven the duty. You owe the church of Jesus Christ the duty to represent God with quality in everything you do. You shall excel. I said you shall excel. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are if you receive something this morning. Lift up your hands and your voice and appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Go ahead and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Appreciate Him for His word to you today. The word on excellence. Appreciate Him for His word to you on excellence.
My faith has found a resting place. Saving device, no creed. His wound for me shall plead. I need no argument. I need no lift your voice and sing. I need honor, honor, honor.
We give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Take your seat. 1 minute, we shall pray. I'd like you to see the clip from Yola this morning, and then we shall proceed to the next level. Clip from Yola, waiting for you from the ICT.
And deliverance to this region. And if there is a believer here, you will shout aloud, Amen.
On behalf of His Excellency, the Governor of Adamawa State, we are glad that Adamawa State would also receive to its share of blessings through you.
Everything that is paralyzing your life, everything that is not working in your life now, I decree they are working now.
For 3 years now, sir, you made the declaration that God was healing people that came with corsets. He is one of the first beneficiaries.
Show us how you want to educate. Muscle pain and sciatic pain. But now you can walk without this. Remove it, let's see.
Sir, this man has been mad for 15 years.
Mad
for 15 years.
15 years.
And just now, the brother said his mind returned. He started talking to them well, and they came out to confirm what God has just done. He had an attack.
How was that a night? Woke up from the dream of the night. Couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. It continued like that until he saw a revelation where he saw you appear to him in the dream and told him you will walk again.
Hey! And he saw me in the dream of the night telling him you will walk again.
He came on this wheelchair, sir. Came on this wheelchair. As you made the declarations, he got up on his feet and began to
walk. Are you just standing and looking like that?
Karen Amos has been insane for the past 16 years. For this number of years, an old man will always molest her in the dream. When she wakes up in the morning, she'll be uncoordinated for all these 16 years until tonight. Her sister told me she told her that old man left her just tonight.
I knew everything right from the start. She was very abnormal.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. It's a very great miracle.
For 15 years now, her right leg was shorter than the left leg. When that prophetic word was released, the water washed the leg through.
You watched the leg grow.
I watched my daughter's leg grow until it became equal. I decree the release of the anointing on 21 local governments in Adamawa State.
We decree that the whole of the land shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, I pour this fire on this ground. Liquid fire in Adamawa State. Liquid fire in 21 local governments.
Stand up on your feet, people. Stand up on your feet, people. Only God could have done all this. Lift your hands and receive your portion of His touch. Just lift your hands. God is no respecter of persons. What He does for one is the prophecy as to what He can do for another. Lift the hands high. Lift the hands high.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this testing of our soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want. Oh, Lord, fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. And fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this testing of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want.
Your hands. I feel the power of God. You can see the presence of God.
Oh,
Up your hands everywhere you are. The Lord is saying to someone, even though it tarries, wait for it. Someone that is discouraged, depressed, in perplexity. Lord, when will you do it for me? When will you change my own story? He said, even if it tarries, wait for it. He says what he has done for one is a prophecy for what he will do for you. For someone else, he said that affliction will not rise up a second time. You will not pass through that terrible situation twice. For someone else, he said, what you are going through is a process. You are at the end of it. The outcome will be good. The product will be good. He said he is too faithful to fail. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. Receive his help. Receive his mercy. Receive his touch. Receive his deliverance. Receive his liberty. Receive freedom now. A new day, a new day, a new day. New help, new mercy, new season is upon you. I command that weight lifted right now. I command that burden lifted right now. I command that situation expire right now. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Right hip is healed. Right knee is healed. Shoulder is healed. Chest is healed. Even this morning. But above all, here is your change of story. Your change of story. Here is your change of story. Here is your testimony. That depression cloud is gone forever. Before this week is out, you shall testify. Will you give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the loudest clap and the loudest shout of hallelujah? Give him the praise. Take your seat. If God touched you this morning, let us know. You got a healing, you got a deliverance, something happened to you. And then in addition to that, you are here this morning. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. Let's do that first. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want to be born again. You saw those clips. You saw that clip. You saw the things. You heard the word. And you say, I'm not representing God well all this while. I want to do it well. Stand up on your feet quickly. Pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. Quickly come and give your life to Jesus. Surrender yourself to Jesus. 1. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. 2.
Every moment on my way. Every moment on my way. Have your way, Lord.
Everybody see.
I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my soul.
I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment on my way. have your way, Lord.
One more time, you are here, you want an addiction broken, a lifestyle, something you don't like, a way of life you are not happy with, drinking, smoking, womanizing, the life of men, prostitution, gambling, cheating, lying, deceit, and you want the yoke broken. Quickly, pick up your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. Again,
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn because I won't.
I've got my mind
made up, and I will because I will
see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye world, goodbye world, oh Lord. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye,
I say, oh, I have made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I have made up my mind
to go that way the rest of my life.
Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me, all of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you this morning to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you. Help me to live for you. Help me to honor you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the help of God be released upon you. Mercy from above is your portion. In Jesus' name.